Hey, guys. Hey, Darren.
Hey, Justin.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What is the strongest substance known to man?
I'm going to have to say my intolerance for people who like things that I don't like.
Close. It's that okay. Random Lego you step on in the dark at 3 a.m. barefooted.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what I'm talking about.
I know. It's like God bit you.
And speaking of knowing what I'm talking about, today on the Week 3 podcast, which is a podcast that Darren and I do every third week of the month because we thought, why the heck not, we are talking about Legos today. If you've listened to any of our other podcasts, specifically the Geek Cave podcast, when we talk about certain sponsors of that show who have Legos, I tend to get a little excited. Would you say that's the right word?
Yeah. Giddy? Since the Week 3 podcast is our low effort podcast, if I had wanted to put more effort in, I would insert a montage of all the times that you've said the word Lego and people could see for themselves what you're talking about. But that would take away some of the fun of going back and listening to our old episodes, which you should totally do.
Absolutely. And we'll circle back to that at the end of the episode.
Yay!
As someone who was born in, as what I've taken to saying, the late 1900s.
The long, long ago.
I was probably 5 or 6, maybe even younger, when I got my first Lego set. And it was I'm going to nerd out here for a second. It was Lego set 530-1. It was one of the early universal build kits. It came with just a shit ton of Legos in a box and of all colors and a booklet where you could build a house or a windmill or, you know, a bunch of random stuff. And I clearly remember the color of the blue that when you took the lid off the underneath box, because it was like a puzzle box, essentially, back in that day.
Yeah.
The color of the blue of that box. And all those Legos inside. That is clearly ingrained in my memory. I think I got it for Christmas one year.
Oh, man.
And I've been hooked on Legos ever since. I'm just going to kind of talk about the company and some of the cool things that you can do with Legos or that have happened with Legos. So,
okay.
Lego began in the workshop of Ole Kirk Christensen in about 1932. He was a carpenter from Billund, Denmark, and he made wooden toys. In fact, Lego's official first toy is a wooden duck on a string that you can pull, and it had wheels.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I know that.
That's where the company started. Lego, the word Lego is actually derived from the Danish phrase, and for those of you who speak Danish, I apologize. Leg got, which means play well. The L-E and the G-O, Lego, play well.
So it's really play well with my ego?
Yeah, sure. Yes, play well with my ego that you should let go. By 1949, Lego began producing other products, such as an early version of their interlocking bricks, which they called automatic binding bricks. Now, Lego did not create this concept. There was a company in England at the time that had done that through form molding plastic. They got a hold of some, started making their own. They just took it a step further and kept pushing the envelope with this stuff. Did you know that it wasn't until 1978 that the first minifigures were produced?
No.
People go apeshit over minifigures. You know, now you can buy just minifigures, blind bags of just minifigures in various costumes or various themes or whatever. It's crazy. But yeah, they weren't introduced until 1978. In 2011, the Space Shuttle Endeavour brought 13 LEGO kits up to the International Space Station to see how they would react in microgravity.
How did they
Legos
react
have
in
been to space?
How did they react in microgravity?
About the same as you would expect on full-on gravity.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. In 2013, the largest model ever of Legos was created in New York City. It was over 5 million bricks, and it was a 1-to-1 scale model of an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars.
How long does it take to do something like that?
A long time.
Jeez.
In 2015, Lego replaced Ferrari as the, quote, world's most powerful brand.
I could see it.
And here's a fun note. Technically, Lego is the world's number one producer of tires.
Oh, because of all the little wheels?
Uh-huh. Technically, they sell more tires than Goodyear or Firestone or any other tire producer. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay, so to circle back around to the beginning, when I said stepping on a Lego barefooted hurts, right?
Mm.
So in 2012, the BBC asked a question. How many Lego bricks stacked one on top of each other would it take to destroy the bottom brick? Like, how much weight would it take for that bottom first brick to just collapse?
Yeah.
Okay, well, using a hydraulic press, engineers tested your average 2x2 Lego brick, the square, the one with four pegs on top. And it can withstand 4,240 newtons, okay? It has a mass of 1.152 grams, or 0.406 ounces. According to their calculations, you could stack 375,000 bricks to cause that bottom brick to collapse, which is essentially a tower 11,781 feet tall.
Oh, that so. But then, let's say it does happen. That little brick collapses. Does the tower remain standing because it just like goes down by one, and so now you can add another brick?
I like to think so. Yes.
Yeah, it just vaporizes and the circle continues.
It's like Tetris. It just bloop, bloop, yeah. Bloop, just down one. So going back to their durability, private tests have shown that several thousand assembly and disassembly cycles before the bricks begin to wear out. So, Lego's personal tests have shown fewer cycles, but in private tests, you can just whip those suckers on and off all day long and not notice any difference.
Now, if Nintendo made a controller out of Legos, then I think that it'd be a game changer.
Yes.
I think it was the Wii had that one pro controller that you could attach Lego pieces to or something like that? Am I forgetting that?
I don't remember that.
Okay, I'm going to have to do some research. No, I'm not. It's the Wii 3 podcast, but someone should.
Listeners, you have your assignment.
Join our Discord and tell us if that's a thing, because I want to say that's a
yes,
thing.
Yes, that it might be a thing. One issue with Lego is they're made of plastic, okay? Typically, when you buy a set of Legos, it comes inside of a cardboard box. All of the pieces are, you know, groups of pieces are wrapped in plastic bags, and the pieces themselves are made of plastic. In 2018, Lego announced that they would be using a bio-derived polyethylene to make its botanical elements, such as leaves, bushes, trees, so on, thus cutting down their carbon footprint. And I think they are working towards going to that full time or using recycled plastic to make the Lego bricks. They just want, their only qualification is it has to meet the Lego standard. So when
it has
they
to fit
find
the Lego
some,
system.
Well, no, I mean, because they've got molds, it'll fit the system, but it has to meet Lego's standards for durability and whatever.
I see.
So, and as of 2020, in 2020, the company announced that it would cease packaging its products in single-use plastic bags and would instead use recyclable paper bags.
I mean, that made you, that just made sense.
It does. It really does. So, you know, Lego is not just a company of building toys that increases the imagination. They're actively doing something to help the environment.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Lego has had thousands of sets of a variety of themes over the years. Space, robots, pirates, Vikings, castles, undersea exploration, you know. And that doesn't even include the licensed products that they get, such as Minecraft, Star Wars, you know, Batman, that kind of thing. And that's not even including their more advanced lines, such as Lego Technic, which incorporates the use of motors and gears and joints where you can actually build moving parts. And there are in some cases where you can use computer programs to program these things with servos to actually move. Lego has a dedicated robotics division to push that envelope. In 2018, Lego celebrated its 60th anniversary. A classic 2x4 red Lego brick monument was erected in Manhattan, New York. It measured 10 feet high, 1,200 pounds, and consisted of 133,000 pieces. They used Legos to build a Lego brick.
And I bet it hurt like hell to step on.
You know what? Godzilla comes running. Just pull that sucker out. Nope.
Okay, now I need to see that fan edit happen.
Yeah. I should talk about Godzilla on one of the next ones of these. I love Godzilla.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
So the tallest structure using the Lego bricks was measured at 114 feet, 11 inches. And that's a world record, by the way. That is in the Guinness Book of World Records. And that was built in 2015 in Italy. Lego also has a really good social media presence. If you go on their website, there's a community where you can talk to people, other Lego fans. You can download instructions for older Lego sets. You still got the bricks. You lost the paper instructions. You can download them now.
Nice.
Lego in the last... oh, maybe 10, 15 years, something like that, launched their Lego Ideas line where fans can submit their own ideas for Legos. You put together a structure or an idea built based on existing Lego pieces. You submit it. When it reaches 10,000 supporters of other fans, Lego will then sit down and look at it and weigh the logistics of it, of actually producing it in terms of licensing and stuff like that. And if it is successful enough, they will make it, which is where we got the Friends Central perk from. It is where we got the Lego Voltron from. Just a whole slew of other ones. They come out, they're out for a while, and then they'll kind of disappear into the ether. But fans are constantly submitting these things in the hopes that their idea will be the next one to be published. It's just, Lego, for me, has always been a part of my life. I remember as a kid in the 80s, early 90s, you know, they didn't have Batman sets. So I would pull all my black and gray pieces and I would build a Batmobile.
Nice.
Or I would take, you know, at the time there were only like red and blue and white and black, maybe yellow pieces, and I would build my own cruddy little Voltron. It's like, okay, here's the lions. Now I got to set these six pieces aside because they don't go into the other thing, and here's the thing and whatever. You know, I remember doing that. I would make my own Lego Ghostbusters, which, by the way, I'm looking at a set of Lego Ghostbusters right now on my wall that I
Dreams
built.
Come true.
Dreams come true. It is so much fun to... For me, it's kind of cathartic. It is a chance to focus on a thing. And when I'm done, I have this really cool piece of art / memorabilia. Because I've got a Lego Ecto-1, the big one, which is... And don't quote me on this, but I want to say it's like a 1/16 scale. You know, it's massive for Legos, but it pales in comparison to a real car. It's really cool to look at. And when I was done building all these, you know, pieces together, I had a thing which looks really freaking awesome. Legos are just fun, and you can do amazing things with Legos. I've seen people on TikTok and Reddit take pieces and connect them together in such a way where they swivel and like straight pieces, not round pieces at all. And it looks like it's a sheet, but when you pick it up, it flops around like paper. I've seen people take straight pieces and mold them and construct them in such a way where they become a sphere. It is amazing what people can do with interlocking pieces of plastic.
It really is.
And it really is. Oh, and just last year in 2020, by the way, it's 2021 at the time of this recording. In 2020, to mark the release of Lamborghini's newest model, the Lego Technic division built a 1-to-1 scale model of that exact car using Technic pieces. They built a full-size Lego Ferrari.
Does
it drive? Or Lamborghini. I forget. It moves. I don't know if you can sit in it and drive it. It's certainly not street legal. But I'm pretty sure it was able to move forward.
Well, if you sat in it, that would be uncomfortable too.
Yes. I mean, everything was Lego. It had working lights and everything.
Nice.
Yeah. So... That's me gushing about Legos.
Well, that's cool. I like geeking out over stuff like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I've got another set right here, which is on my, my list of things to do.
Nice.
Folks, if you like this, let us know. Reach out to us on social media. Give our other shows a listen. You know, we've got the flagship one, the Geek Cave podcast, at the first week of the month, the second and fourth weeks, you've got Chad and I discussing random movies with You Want Me to Watch What? Sporadically, we have the TLDR, where we discuss big news that happens. And on YouTube, we've got Geek Cave Plays and Retromantics, where Darren and his wife sort out their marital issues through couch co-ops.
Yeah. Also, don't forget, we have a Discord now, and we would love for you to be a part of it. We share the link on social media every once in a while because apparently those links expire after like 7 days. So we constantly share it. It is, but we constantly share the link. We want you to be a part of it. Join the conversation. You can chat with us directly.
Mm-hmm. You can all three of us have an account. Yep.
Yeah. Give us feedback on the show, and who knows what crazy stuff we'll get up to there.
So thanks again for joining us, and I guess we'll see you in about a month.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.